You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, Episode 51, Yoshi's Crafted World. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your co-host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's the Poochie to my Yoshi. Chad is here.
Hello again, Kribo Shoe fans.
So we've got a very special episode. We actually have a new game to talk about today. We're going to be talking all about Yoshi's Crafted World. Before we get into that, we're going to talk about what we've been playing. So Chad, what have you been playing here lately?
So lately I've been playing some Windjammers. I finally got that and tried it out. Beat the whole story mode and everything.
What do you think?
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it's really cool. And I kind of forgot we're actually getting Windjammers 2 sometime.
Yes.
So this will kind of get me ready for it. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, I think it's sometime this year. I know they released a new trailer for it maybe a few weeks ago, and it looks very neat. I love this game. It's just, there's definitely some skill to it, for sure.
For sure, yeah. It took me a little while because it didn't really give me any of a tutorial or anything. You just kind of throws you in there.
Yeah, just throws you in there. Yeah.
So it took me a little while to learn the different controls. But I've been playing a lot of eShop games. Played Grim Fandango Remastered. I had to use a walkthrough through most of it, but I did beat it.
Oh, wow.
It was super, super hard. If I didn't have a walkthrough, I never would have got through it.
Yeah. Well, so, did you enjoy it?
It is odd. Yeah,
it's very odd, you can tell
it is very dated. The graphics and stuff just don't look that good.
Huh.
But something about it made me play it till the very end.
Nice. How long would you say this game is?
If you use a walkthrough, probably 5 hours, four
or
five
hours. Oh, okay.
Hours,
it's not too
there.
Long.
Not too bad.
I see. Okay.
And been playing some Okami HD. Just recently got back into this. I got a couple hours under my belt. And so far, I just love the art style. And something about playing as a white wolf is just so much fun.
Yeah, this game definitely looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be playing it. And final thing is, I've been playing some Yoshi's Crafted World.
Right. Well, man, you've just been playing all the games this week. The only one I've had a chance to play would be Yoshi's Crafted World. Just another really busy week, and I've been sick, and just haven't had a chance to play anything, but have played a bunch of Yoshi's Crafted World last night and this morning. So we'll get into that at the main topic. What about any pickups in the last few days? Anything of note?
Yoshi's Crafted World.
Right.
I did get that, but I finally got a good retro bundle. So I got a Jungle Green N64 bundle.
Oh, awesome.
The console and the controller did not have the box or anything, but it also came with some games. Had all the cords and hookups, but came with some games. Came with Super Mario 64, Mario Kart 64, Wipeout 64, which is odd because that's the only one I didn't have, and it's the cheapest game out of them all.
Yeah, I used to have that game as a kid on my original N64.
Oh, very cool. And it also came with Mario Party 3. So,
nice.
I did pretty good. I got this whole bundle for $50. So
I
was pretty excited with that. Yeah. The controller, the stick has been replaced on it. But and it kind of looks like a GameCube stick.
Oh, wow.
So it bounces back really good. I love it, how
kinda
it works.
Like it, yeah.
But I may switch it over for an original one because I like the original.
So this bundle came with the Jungle Green controller as well?
It did.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
So I got the whole
set. Wow, what a steal.
So I was pretty happy. Yoshi's Crafted World cost me more than all of this. So.
I would think that Mario Party 3 alone would be close to being worth the $50.
Yeah, I know it used to be. I'm not sure what it goes for anymore.
Wow, that's a great deal, man. Well, besides Yoshi's Crafted World, which I, of course, also picked up yesterday, Best Buy sent me a 10% off coupon for my birthday month. My birthday is in April, and you could go ahead and use it even though it's still March. So I got 10% off this game. It's not the same as Gamers Unlocked, but it was at least something.
Yeah,
so
that'll work.
But I also picked up a few deals. Target seems to be trying to clear out their Nintendo Labo sets. I'm not sure why. Maybe they just are ready. The boxes are pretty big, and the shelf space is limited, so I'm guessing they just want to put something else in their place. So they were discounting the first three Labo kits to either $20.99 or $17.99, depending on the kit. So I already had the variety kit. I actually got that as a gift from you back in last year. But I went ahead and picked up the robot kit and the racing kit. The vehicle kit. Yes, yeah, thank you. Cool. I picked those up for about $40. So I don't just love the Labo stuff, but I figured at that price I can't go wrong, and I can always resell them. Or my little boy, as he gets older, if he shows interest in it, well, maybe we can build them together. So yeah, I picked these up.
That's perfect. Yeah, you bought both Labo kits for cheaper than just one normally sells.
Oh yeah, it's just crazy deals to be had if you're hunting for them. So
right. Yeah, no, fantastic.
Yeah. So, man, that's kind of it for my pickups. I still think you won this week with that Jungle Green N64. Let's go ahead and move on into some of the news here. I thought we'd start out with kind of this, to me, would be the biggest story about the Switch in the past week. So, I remember earlier last year, the Wall Street Journal had reported that Nintendo would be making a new version of the Switch in 2019. And, they reported on this, like I said, last year, and we hadn't heard anything else really about it until last week. And they, the Wall Street Journal put out another story, and now they're saying that Nintendo plans to release two new versions of the Switch as early as this summer. And they think that these will most likely be announced at E3 this year, which, if so, wow. I mean, you wouldn't think E3 could get any bigger, but that would be something.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think it's a little soon to release a new version of the Switch, but it's already getting a few years on it. So
yeah.
Anything's possible, and I would definitely be interested in knowing what's going to happen.
Sure, and kind of what they're reporting is that there's going to be, that neither of these are just a direct replacement for the original Switch, it doesn't sound like to me. One of them is going to be a lower cost offering aimed at the 3DS crowd. So, of course, Nintendo's kind of they're about done with supporting the 3DS, it would seem. And there's a lot of people with these systems that Nintendo would like to move over to the Switch. So, this to me sounds like, from the stories I read, that it's probably going to be more of a handheld only type deal. Maybe even a clamshell, and it's going to be lower cost, so maybe getting it closer to that 3DS price. And it does seem like Nintendo will take a few things out that the original Switch has. Most likely, they said they will take out the HD Rumble and probably take out having removable Joy-Con. So this is going to be kind of similar to like a more of a Game Boy Advance or DS style of a Switch.
Right.
And then the other one is supposed to be a more high-end Switch, they said, for kind of the core gamer. And this is what's kind of got me excited, because that fits us to a T. And I'm just hoping that this Switch will bring, you know, maybe some better Bluetooth and a bigger screen or better battery life, more power, something like that. So it remains to be seen. And of course, this is just a story and a rumor, but the Wall Street Journal has a pretty good track record with this, and I really am expecting a redesigned Switch or Switches this year.
Right. Yeah, I would love a higher end with, you know, maybe a little bit bigger screen. I'd still like them for them to keep the handheld and docked mode available for you.
Yeah.
I really like that part of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited, too, about, even though it may not be for me, but the lower cost model, because that means that it seems like Nintendo is committed to just having just the Switch as their sole console. And I like that, because then I know every game is going to come to the system I want. And if there's a lower cost offering for kids and stuff, and I also think this lower cost will maybe actually be a little more heavier duty, too.
Right.
Maybe a little less breakable for kids and stuff. Yeah. And I think this is a great path forward for them, where they can get a lot of that handheld crowd, but keep them all in the Switch ecosystem. So let's see here. Moving on, we got a couple of game announcements too in the last week. So Shantae 5 has been announced, and it's going to be coming to a lot of different platforms, including the Nintendo Switch. So I didn't even realize there had been 4 Shantae games so far, but it looks like we're going to be getting number 5 later this year.
This kind of just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't hear any speculation at all. It was just suddenly, Shantae 5, it's coming.
So, exactly. And then just last night, right before I was going to bed, I was checking online, and it looks like Nintendo has announced that Mario and Sonic at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games is coming to the Switch this winter. So this is a game I really wasn't, you know, I knew the Olympics were coming up, but I really didn't know if there was going to be any more of these games. You know, the last Winter Olympics, there was no Mario and Sonic game. So I almost thought they might be done with them. But
have you ever played a Mario and Sonic?
You know, Olympics? I haven't. I've never played them. I never played the Wii ones or the Wii U version. So I'm actually looking forward to kind of trying this out. Nintendo released a trailer, and there's some pretty neat looking stuff in it. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, I've only played the original. original one on the Wii, and I didn't really like it just because it was on the Wii, just the controls and everything.
Yeah.
But I've heard good things about the Wii U version and the 3DS ones.
Yeah, I even saw, it looks like, I guess skateboarding is going to be an Olympic sport now. So they showed Sonic on a skateboard in the trailer and stuff.
Very
so
nice.
I'm very interested in this game. You know, I don't know if it'll be good or not, but I'm going to keep my eye on it. They also said that this game would be coming to arcades as well. So I thought that was kind of cool.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
And then lastly, this is kind of a deal here. So Twitch Prime is like a premium subscription to the Twitch service. And every month or so, they'll give you free stuff, usually for games. So they've had like free Fortnite stuff and free games and stuff. But man, the one they announced this month, excuse me, is they're giving away a free year of Nintendo Switch Online to Twitch Prime subscribers. I thought that was a very interesting deal.
Yeah, and Twitch isn't even available on your Nintendo Switch yet.
I know.
So that's kind of an odd thing.
Makes me wonder if it's coming.
It does, yeah. Me too, yeah.
So I happen to be a Twitch Prime subscriber, not because I pay, you know, not because I really even wanted to be, but I'm an Amazon Prime member, and so that automatically gives you a Twitch Prime subscription. So I'm taking advantage of this. So if you go to the site, you can click on it and you basically tie your Nintendo account to your Twitch account, and they'll right off the bat they'll give you a 3-month subscription, and it will just add on. Like I already had a year, so it just adds on. And then they say if you're still a Twitch Prime member 60 days from now, from when you get the 3 months, you'll get another 90-day subscription added, so for a full year. And now one note is this is for individual memberships only. They do not do this if you have a family membership. So that's kind of a bummer if you have a family membership. But if you're not and you're a Twitch Prime subscriber, or you don't even know that you were, but you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can take advantage of this and get basically a free year of Nintendo Switch Online.
Not so bad. Very good.
Not
deal.
Bad at all. The first loot I've gotten from my Twitch Prime subscription that I actually will use.
Yeah. So.
All right, well, that's going to kind of do it for what we've been playing, our pickups and the news. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll return with our main topic, which is Yoshi's Crafted World. All right, so time to talk about Yoshi's Crafted World. It has been quite some time since we've had a big first-party Nintendo release on the Switch, so I was very excited to pick up this game yesterday.
Yeah, same here. You know, we've been having a lot of topics that we've been covering older games and everything, but this is the first time in a while that we've had a brand new game to talk about and to share with everybody. And what a game. We've known about this since, what, the first year of the Switch almost?
Yes.
And, I mean, it's taken forever to get here, but it's finally here, and we're just going to get into it.
Exactly. So, I thought first of all, you start off, and it looks like Kamek and Baby Bowser, as you were mentioning to me earlier, it doesn't seem to be Bowser Jr., it's Baby Bowser.
Yeah, you don't see him much anymore.
They kind of steal these gems from the Yoshi's little world there, and it's Yoshi's task to collect all the gems and restore order. So kind of a typical Yoshi story. But I did think it was kind of neat, you know, right after they show that cutscene, you are supposed to select a Yoshi to play as, and there are many different colored Yoshis, and I'm just curious which color you chose.
So, you know, I was a little surprised. It's been a long time since I played a Yoshi game that I could choose a different color except the standard green Yoshi.
Right.
So I thought that was really cool, and I picked the light blue Yoshi.
The light blue, okay.
The light blue.
Well, I went with green. To me, that's just Yoshi's color is green. I've never just loved all the different colored Yoshis. I like the green one, so yeah, I went with it.
I almost picked it just to stick to the original. I was like, let's try a different color.
I do think I was looking kind of through the menus after I started playing the game, and it looks like you can change what color Yoshi. You're not locked in.
Yeah.
You can change on the overworld map.
You can.
But I do think that was cool if they give you a choice.
Yeah, I thought that was really neat.
So, of course, this game just came out yesterday. We both have full-time jobs, so we were able to play it, you know, some last night and maybe some this morning, but we haven't had just a ton of time with it. Kind of about how far have you gotten, would you say?
So, I've got the first gem already.
Oh, very nice.
So, I played for a little while just to try and get to a boss fight and everything. I really like the way this game looks. You know, Woolly World was made entirely out of yarn and stuff.
Right.
So, and I'm not a big yarn guy, I guess. But I did like all the paper stuff. It kind of reminded me a little bit of a up-to-date Paper Mario a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's made out of paper. You're interacting with the background. It looks really cool. Everything, it looks more like it's felt paper and stuff. Some of the Shy Guys, they look really funny.
Yes.
Even the Yoshi looks kind of like a felt.
Yeah, covering. They're kind of fuzzy looking in a way.
Yeah, yeah. So,
no, the look of this game is just incredible. Like you said, I think Paper Mario is a great example. Also, I almost think it's like a cross between Paper Mario and Nintendo Labo. There's a lot of cardboard and tape. But I just love, it reminds me also of Donkey Kong Returns Tropical Freeze, because everything in the level, all the backgrounds, all the stuff that you're hopping on is all crafted. Just like everything in Donkey Kong Country Returns had a purpose for why it was there. And it's not just floating platforms and stuff. So I really like that. A lot of detail was taken that everything in this world looks like someone just made it out of paper and tape and cardboard and felt.
Right. A lot of the trees have tape on. Sometimes this world will switch around. So you're going it from backwards and you see just what everything, and you can see labels on the back of the cans.
Yeah.
So you know it's all just like,
oh yeah, that's another thing that I wanted to mention. There are also just, like you said, kind of like household items in the world too. So there may be a train and it's made out of a soda can, and just different little bits and pieces you might would find in a drawer somewhere.
Exactly.
So it's kind of neat.
And all the birds, they're not just flying around, they're actually held up by strings on each of the wings and everything. It's,
exactly.
Like I said, everything's supported by something.
Yeah, I really like the look of this game. It is very, very unique, I would say.
It is. About how far did you get?
So, I don't think I got as far as you. I don't think I've gotten the first gym yet. The last course I played was the minecart course. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, I do. That kind of had a little bit of a Donkey Kong feel, sort of.
Yes, it did, yes. I was kind of excited when I saw the level name that it involved minecarts. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying this game so far. So kind of each level as you start out, you know, this is a very simple game, very simple and pretty easy, but there is some challenge there if you want there to be. So there are like goals to complete throughout each level to gain you an extra, what would you call it, like a little flower?
Almost a little sunflower
deal. And those are hidden throughout the world, and you can also earn them by completing different tasks and levels. So typically you'll be in the level with 100 coins, find all 20 red coins that are hidden in the world, and let's see here, what is the other one? Oh, and end the level with perfect health. And so you can get an extra 3 sunflowers this way. And then, of course, there's also several hidden in the world. So if you really want to be a completionist, like, this game can get fairly difficult. But also, if you want to just kind of breeze through and enjoy the ride, you can do that too.
Right, and you do have to collect a few of the little flowers there because you have to
advance.
So you have to pay off some of the guards blocking the way and everything.
Yeah, so you after the first little world or subworld you go in, it looks like the little guy blocking your path just asks for 1 sunflower, and then I think the next one asks for 5. So it seems like each one you hit, they're going to be asking for more and more. So you definitely want to be collecting as many of these as you can. I don't think they're ever going to require you to collect them all to advance further, but I think you would need to be collecting at least the ones you can, and they're pretty fun to collect in my opinion.
Oh yeah, I love the collectibles and everything.
There's also just some, so far the levels have been pretty varied for me. So not only has there been a few of kind of your standard levels, but there's also been, I've played in a little boss fight. I've played on a level where you can ride Poochie, which is very fun. I'm very glad Poochie made a return.
Me too.
And then I also played one where you're kind of in a giant, almost like a mech Yoshi, but it's actually crafted out of arts and crafts. And that one's a lot of fun. You're trying to get through there, and you've got a giant, your hand has a giant boxing glove on, and you're kind of trying to charge it up and hit stuff out of your way and get a high score. And that was a lot of fun. I was not expecting anything like that in this game.
Yeah, me either. I thought it was really cool the way they made it. You could tell it was a robot, but it had nothing metal or mechanical in it. It was all made out of cardboard and everything.
Exactly. So, yeah, so far I'm really happy with the game. the music is good too, but it seems like there's not a whole lot of it. And that's kind of what I've heard from other reviews, is they say the music does get a little repetitive. But so far, I'm enjoying even the music. But mostly, I'm just enjoying the level design and the look of the game.
Right, yeah, same here. They give you, after you complete a level, sometimes the little guy that was blocking your path will ask you to go get stuff for him.
That's right.
He'll give you some extra goals so you can go and replay a level until you find that item. Once you find it, you can hit it with an egg, and then you can either continue through the level or just back out right then.
That's, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. So, like, in the first level, he asks you to find 5 cows. So you go back and through this first level, and you're kind of scanning the background, and every cow you see, you can throw an egg at it, and that counts as 1. And then as soon as you collect the 5, it'll let you hop back out if you want. Or you can continue playing. I'm very glad that they don't make you keep playing all the way to the end.
Right.
Which is very nice. And it seems like, at least on the one I did, you got a sunflower for completing the mission.
You did, yeah.
And then there's also a few other things. So we mentioned before, especially when we talked about the demo, that you can play these levels backwards as well. And it seems like the way that they're doing this so far, at least, is once you complete a level, you can go back in it, play through it backwards. And it's kind of neat because you can kind of see how the world was constructed and see all these little cardboard stand-ups and what they're leaning on, you know, what's behind them propping them up. But these levels seem to be mostly kind of like time attack, and you're basically trying to find 3 little Poochie pups hidden in the world. And by finding each one, you get a flower, and by going back to the original start of the level, you can, if you do it in a certain time limit, you'll also get a flower there as well. So that's been kind of fun as well.
Yeah, no, I like playing through them backwards, trying to find the Poochie pups.
Yeah. Very cool. Some of them are kind of hard to complete in the time limit, too. I've definitely had to replay a couple already.
Really? Wow, yeah. I've only played through one of them where I had to do the Poochie pups. And, yeah, I had it about 20 seconds to spare. I believe it's like 3 minutes or something.
Yeah, it depends on the level. Some of them are less or more, depending on how short the levels are.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
It changes for each level. I did like it, though, if you complete it in the time done, when you kind of go past a little finish line, the big Poochie will come in, and he has a little sunflower in his mouth that he's going to give you. So.
That's cool.
And then one other thing I thought I wanted to mention in talking about playing through this game is, you know, there's a lot of coins in this game. And I don't know about you, but like, especially in some of the more modern Mario games like New Super Mario Brothers, it seems like there's a lot of coins to collect. And it's just almost, there's not a whole lot of payoff for it. You'll get free lives for 100 coins, but if you're fairly good at one of these games, you'll end up with, you know, maybe 80 or 90 lives by the time you're done. And there's really no other reason to collect the coins. But I thought in this Yoshi game, there actually is a really good reason to collect these coins. And the reason for that is you can spend these coins on this little almost like a little gumball machine or whatever. And 100 coins will get you 1 turn and will get you 1 egg out of this machine. And each of these eggs has one of, I think, like 170 different costumes for Yoshi. And this has been one of my favorite parts of the game.
Yeah, I'm not on collecting all the flowers and everything. I don't really want to keep replaying levels because I know I'll miss some. But this is something that I will try to collect all. Yeah, 170. I couldn't believe there was that many.
Yeah, it's very neat. And these are really cute costumes. What they basically do is they give Yoshi can take like an extra hit or two depending on. And these costumes go from like common to like, I think the one I have one that's called super rare. So they you know, some of them are harder to get than others. And I think the more rare they are, the more like damage you can take before the costume collapses or whatever.
Oh.
These costumes are cute. They're made out of crafts and stuff. I had one that's like a little river boat. So it's got the wheel on the back of it, you know, that the water would go in and turn. And as you're walking, the wheel turns. And it's just like they're really well done for there being that many. They actually they seem like Nintendo took a lot of time creating them.
Yeah, they actually put some thought behind it.
And these costumes are great because, like I said, one of the goals for each level is to get through with full health. So these costumes will help you do that. So
for sure.
I've been enjoying just playing through wearing these costumes and seeing what they all look like.
Yeah, that's neat.
Of course, while we're on the subject of the costumes, there are also some costumes you can get through Amiibo, and these are special Amiibo costumes. And so it looks like I've got the ones that, as far as what I could tell, the Amiibos that are supported are the Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Yoshi, Peach, Poochie, and Koopa Troopa. All those Amiibos will unlock a special Amiibo costume for Yoshi, and these are really cool too. I will say that any, you know, like as far as Mario, any Mario amiibo will work. Any Bowser, any of these that there's multiple of, you can use a Smash Brothers Yoshi, a Yarn Yoshi. It doesn't matter. You're going to get the same costume.
Right.
So I think between the two of us, we have all these amiibos. So after the show, we're going to scan all these in and get a full set. And I do like that they included amiibo support in this game.
And any amiibo will work if you just scan some other amiibo that's not really a Mario themed one. If you scan a Meta Knight Smash one, you'll just get an amiibo box.
Interesting. Really cool. I did not know that. I'll have to do that.
Yeah, if you just scan any amiibo, it'll just give you an amiibo box. It looks like you're in an amiibo box.
What if I scan in my cereal amiibo?
It'd probably give you a cereal box.
Well, that's good to know. I did not know that, so I need to scan in just a random amiibo as well. And then how did you play this game? Did you play it docked or handheld?
So I played it all docked. I didn't even try it handheld.
Did you notice any performance issues or anything? It ran really smoothly for me, I will say.
From what I could tell, yeah. From what I played, yeah, it ran really smoothly and looked good.
Yeah. It is interesting. It seems like the levels themselves are like 60 frames per second. They're pretty smooth. And I don't know if you've noticed in the overworld, it's like 30 frames per second. It's a lot more slow and choppy.
It doesn't look as good.
Yeah. And I mean, Splatoon 2 is the same way. If you've ever been in Inkopolis Plaza, it's a lot choppier than the matches themselves. So I think it's just there's a lot of stuff going on, and so it runs that way. But as far as that, to me, that doesn't matter. It's just the overall, the levels themselves play great.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I haven't noticed anything. I played a little bit of handheld. I will say the fuzziness of the graphics doesn't look quite as good in handheld. I prefer it on the big screen, but it ran perfectly smooth for me.
Gotcha.
And, of course, this game also supports co-op local play. Now, I did not get a chance to try this, but I believe you did.
Yeah, so me and my fiance got to play through the first level in local co-op, and or just on the same couch co-op, excuse me. It seemed to work pretty good. Whenever you're playing with two Yoshis, you can hop. One Yoshi can hop on the back of the other Yoshi,
mm-hmm.
and so the one that's on the ground will walk, and the other one can just throw unlimited eggs. You don't even see the eggs, but you just have unlimited ones.
Wow!
What I like about the egg throwing on this one is a lot of the older Yoshi games, they'll have the cursor where it moves by itself.
Oh yes,
just back and forth, back and forth. This one you can control exactly where you want the egg to go.
That's right.
And I really like that for a newer version of that.
Me too.
But it's kind of difficult, and if you're not wanting to ride on one of the others' back, you got to time your jumps right, because you'll jump sometimes just ride on them, and it gets kind of aggravating if you're trying to get on the same platform where you can't really race each other.
Yeah, well, I can see
one
that.
One of you has to be in the front, one of you has to be in the back, which takes away kind of from what New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, because we're racing the whole time through that.
Now, this you saying that, this is definitely a slower-paced game.
It is.
I can't, unless I'm mistaken, I don't think there's a run button or anything in this game. So there's not a whole lot of racing to be had in this game, for sure. It's just kind of a more slow an easy pace.
Kind of reminds me a lot of a Kirby game.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Well, man, any final thoughts on this so far?
Yeah, no, I definitely plan on completing it, getting all the gems, and saving the world from Baby Bowser.
Definitely.
But I don't know if I would like to 100% the costumes, but I don't know if I will everything else.
Yeah, it's going to depend on the flowers. It's just... I usually get most of them, but if I'm missing one, it's going to take a lot for me to go back and find it. I do want to collect every coin that I see, though, because I love unlocking these costumes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. This is a great game for if you've got a small child to play with, or just a kid that's new at video games. I mean, this is a perfect platformer for someone just starting out. And it's also a lot of fun for adults, too. There's just not a ton of challenge there.
Right.
But I'm really, really enjoying the game and look forward to completing it.
Yeah, same here. I'm glad that we just finally have this game. And we've been waiting a very, very long time for it.
That's right.
And it's so far it's living up to the hype, I would say.
Very nice. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. We'll see you guys next week. Before we go, we want to remind everyone to visit our show page. It's at anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. You can find links to all the services we're available on, or you can listen to us there. Of course, we're on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts. We're on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app on iOS and Android. Please rate the show if you enjoy it on Apple Podcasts. And you can also email in your questions to the show. We're at KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at KariboShoePod. And we're on Instagram at KariboShoePodcast. Thanks for listening.